Happy New Year and welcome to the New Year's Day 2023 edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. And this was first broadcast on Sunday the 1st of January 2023. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin VK7 Tango Whiskey. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. 1.862 MHz by Graham VK7GS, 3.670 MHz by Peter VK7TPE, 7140 MHz by Ross VK7ALH, 14130 MHz by Graham VK7JGD, and 28525 MHz by Dale VK7DG. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. And you can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RAD in southern Tasmania. And we start off with some sad news this morning. Silent Key, Christine Bullock, VK7MCG. And the broadcast committee is sad to relate that on Tuesday, December the 27th, Christine passed away quietly after a short illness at the Launceston General Hospital with her partner Paul, VK7PG, by her side. Although not active on air in recent years, Christine has been a major supporter of amateur radio in Northern VK7 by co-hosting barbecues on behalf of the WIA Northern Branch when she and Paul lived at Scamander. These attracted statewide patronage. After moving to Launceston, she and Paul opened up their home many times for the holding of AOCP assessments, a memorable feature of which was Christine's catering prowess. This activity persisted until NTARC obtained the Archer Street club rooms. At the time of writing, it was planned to hold a wake on Saturday, December the 31st, at one of her favourite haunts, the Yorktown campsite, Millwater Cottage. Vale Christine, and that comes from Peter VK7PD. And media news. Amateurs on media duty, and again in 2022, Clayton VK7ZCR and Tony VK7VKT were having a heap of fun shortwave listening and working alongside media outlets, providing up-to-the-second reports on how the fleet is travelling in the 2022 Sydney to Hobart. What do they do? Well, I'm glad you asked. Essentially, they listen out for calls to and from the fleet from Hobart Race Control HRC and JBW, the radio relay vessel, and gather information on what's happening out there real time so that the media guys can do what they do best and make a story out of it. They record each and every moment of the event, which is also streamed, and more on that later, so that the journos can confirm the would-be story with hard evidence before the story hits the electronic news moments later. Did they sleep? Well, probably not. This gives the media guys that we are aligned with a head start that all so desperately want, so they can literally go to press moments later with a story. One night, as an example, saw several PLBs, or personal locator beacons, activated, accidental activations, as well as the all-important Green Cape declarations in the wee small hours of the morning, where the four Supermaxis confirmed that they are seaworthy and can continue racing across Bass Strait. It has been pretty quiet compared to the previous 10 years that Tony VK7VKT has been doing this, and not many years behind that is Clayton VK7ZCR. The recordings are quickly trimmed down from a 5-minute slices into just the bits the journos need, and via a constant Skype chat and audio-video calls, as well as shared cloud storage, they're all in the loop. They then throw a link to Clayton and Tony of the story that's about to hit the media. There are some frustrating times, like when Blackjack, a Supermaxi, trying to give its declaration, where Clayton and Tony were hearing HRC, JBW and the boat, all good 5759, but none could hear each other. Now, in the normal world of amateur radio, it would be the courteous thing to do a relay. But, of course, the legalities of our licence, limitations on equipment, and not wanting to interfere in a multi-million dollar race, we had to staple out... the push-to-talk finger to the desk, hi-hi. another aspect of what these guys do is having the media accreditation for the race, where heading down the river to grab images for these guys is all part of the package. Obviously, the work we do costs these guys zero, but the payday is the trip down the river and all that goes with the race in the non-public areas dockside. The streaming part. Well, occasionally these guys do like to lay down for a few minutes during the night, so with the trusty AirPods and phone playing the stream, they can have a spell away from the radios but still have an ear on what's going on. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7VKT. And Happy New Year! Welcome to all listeners and volunteers, and the VK7 Amateur Radio News team wishes you all a safe and happy entry into 2023. There are well over 20 amateurs around VK7 who are involved in creating, reading, recording and rebroadcasting the news each week. A sincere and heartfelt thanks goes to you all. Why not show your support by calling in to the frequency you're listening to and letting them know that you're listening? 73 from the VK7 Amateur Radio News team. Contest news. The Ross Hale Memorial VHF-UHF Contest, and this contest was established back in 1950 to honour the memory of the late Ross A. Hull and his pioneering achievements in the study of tropospheric propagation and the development of new equipment techniques for the higher bands. This contest starts today. For the month of January 2023, entrants may operate on every contest day, but the final score is based on the best 7 days nominated by the entrant. For amateurs with limited operating time, there is also a best 2 days section, and each contact scores 1 point for each 100 kilometres of distance worked. This score is then multiplied by the band multiplier, and the total score is the sum of the scores on all bands. Full contest rules are available on the link and the email edition of this broadcast. Contest scoring is based on a distance calculated using your Maidenhead grid locator, and you'll need to exchange a 6-digit Maidenhead locator to give an accurate distance measurement. At the end of January, you'll need to submit your log by 2359 UTC on the 14th of February 2023 by emailing to rosshull, all one word, at wia.org.au. And certificates are awarded to all entrants, including certificates for the top scoring amateurs in each category. Any logging software can be used so long as it has the necessary information to be included, and please refer to the rules for details about this. VKCL still works along with N1MM, and looking forward to hearing you on the upper band. 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7, a Tango Whiskey. And QSL News report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards as held at the 30th of December 2022 is in the email version of this broadcast, and it includes those received in the latest delivery just before Christmas. As you hear this, some of those cards have already been delivered on an opportunity basis. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please call or contact Herman by email vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And Herman wishes everyone a happy and healthy 2023 with lots of DX. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager, VK7 Inwoods QSL Bureau. And contest news, the summer VHF, UHF and above field day. Don't forget, the summer sessions of the VHF, UHF field day is sneaking up on us quickly, happening this year on the weekend of the 14th and the 15th of January. And this is only two weeks away, so let's make the most of possibilities of some fantastic contacts if conditions are right. So why not come on and give out a few contacts from home and even head out portable as the weather is looking promising. There are, as always, many different categories that you can participate in. There is a single band section that allows you to use any one band, a popular four band section that covers the relatively popular 6, 2, 70 and 23 centimetres. Then there is the open that covers all bands from 6 metres up to 133 gigahertz. There are the sections for portable stations to operate either 8-hour or 24-hour, sections from home for 8 and 24 hours, and even rovers for 8 and 24 hours. And there is also a section for portable multi-operators So why not go portable with a mate or two? The usual frequencies will be in use around VK7, so try listening on 52525, 146500, 439, 1296.15, 2403.15, 3398.15, or 10368.15, all on FM. And of course, as the Summer DX stars may align and bands open up, it would pay to check the usual call frequencies of 5110, 144, 100, 432, 100, and 1296, 100, all on USB. Please have a tune around, as there may be stations further up the band, as you never know who you may hear or work. As usual, you will need your six-digit Maidenhead grid locator. There are many resources to find this, either phone apps or use of online mapping tools. The choice of logging is still the VKCL program, as the rules haven't changed at all, and it does seem to tick all the boxes. There are others as well. If you have any issues with logging software, please reach out to Richard VK7ZBX and he will be happy to give you a hand. As usual, please take care and aim to log accurately. Don't be caught out with the wrong mode or band or lose valuable contacts. And remember, VKCL FM contacts show up as green. Default is SSB. So make a contact, make each contact count. Also, ensure your clock on your PC is set accurately so all contacts will tally once the logs are checked. Once the contest is over, run an eye over the log to eliminate any glaring typos and then submit your logs to the address below, and then it's done and you can forget about it. Most importantly, have a great time. Hope to hear you on the higher band 73 from Richard VK7ZBX. And statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Net, and a great final net night to the year that saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, PD, LEE, DMH, ZCF, TW, ZBX, ZSB, and IT, all sharing over 50 photos. There were various subjects like the Ducks restaurant and some of Peter PD's relatives, a full-size biplane and model, cave architecture and some types of small animals, radio telescopes, including Mount Pleasant and Jodrell Banks, the original Thunderbirds, and a takeoff by Peter Cook and Dudley Moore called Super Thunder Sting Car. Check it out on YouTube. And other science fiction was from Dan Dare, Captain Scarlet, Space Patrol, Flash Gordon, and Maxwell Smart. Lots of Douglas Adams and Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, including Marvin Meeting a Dalek, Crop Circles, Stonehenge and How They Changed the Time, and Crosshairs on the Moon, Ready for EME Bounce, and an elf riding a psychedelically painted dog. Remember, Ken, VK7KRJ, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring site that allows anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their page almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. We get underway around 7:30 p.m. Happy New Year to all from Andre, VK7ZAB. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And news from the Northwest, the NWTARC Summer Barbecue. On Saturday the 21st of January, the club will hold a summer barbecue commencing at midday in Legion Park, which is off the esplanade behind the showgrounds at West Ulverston. The park is accessed by turning east into Maud Street off Queen Street, following the road to the river and barbecue facilities, and this is a BYO food and drinks event. On site, there will be two electric barbecues, toilets, running water, and some seating and tables under cover. We welcome other amateurs from around the state attending and socialising with our members. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the function. The alternate barbecue venue will be Air Force Park off Tasma Street, West Ulverston, and it is the south of the Recreation Centre, which has no toilets and two electric barbecues, no running water, and some seating and tables under cover. The club will monitor the Mount Duncan 2-metre repeater the morning of the barbecue, and if the weather conditions are not pleasant, can advise if it is going ahead. That's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer. And news from the north, SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The summit's on the air. Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact OWL on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from OWL, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Well, here it is, the start of the new year, and NTARC would like to commence this week's segment by wishing all listeners a happy new year and all the best for 2023. We also wish you good luck towards the New Year's Eve resolution, hi hi. Nothing much has changed since last week. Club rooms and club activities have yet to recommence, and if there has been any amazing developments on the local radio front, word has yet to reach your scribe, so it will be once again largely a repeat of coming events. It's that time of year again, 2023 membership fees, and a big thank you to those members who have paid their 2023 subs. Our treasurer has been busy writing up receipts to those that as yet haven't renewed. Just a further reminder to the 2022 membership has technically expired last night on the 31st of December, and you will be listed on the membership register as an unfinancial member. Your status will stay that way until you have renewed your membership or until the 30th of June, when your name will be removed permanently from the membership register. In case you've forgotten, NTARC's 2023 membership fees are still just $40 for a full voting member, $5 for additional each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. And as all listeners must be aware, the replacement of aging legacy equipment along with the ongoing care and maintenance of our repeater system does not come cheap. For you to be able to continue to enjoy this aspect of our hobby, and for NTARC to continue to provide a great network, we need your support. If you are not a member of NTARC, please consider joining. If you have been a member in the past but have let your membership lapse for some reason, then please consider rejoining. And in each case, an application form can be found on our website. Or why not pop into the club rooms on a Friday during coffee hours and collect your application. You will be made most welcome. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand, and in those circumstances, perhaps you might care to make a direct donation to our repeater fund rather than pay a yearly subscription. If so, we would be happy to receive any contributions either in person at a club meeting or on the coffee mornings, or by post PO Box 275 Launceston 7250. Any donations will be gladly accepted, and all donations will be officially receipted and noted against the repeater project. Upcoming events, the Testnet and TechNet sessions. We will be resuming on Wednesday the 11th of January. Testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 to 7:30 p.m. and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. to about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, and who knows, it might be worth checking out on the frequencies over the Christmas New Year break, as amateurs have been known just to talk for the fun of it. The Friday coffee morning will be resuming on Friday the 13th of January at the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all. January General Meetings, Saturday the 14th of January 2023, Rochelle Club Rooms, meeting to commence at 1400 hours, 2 p.m. Afternoon tea will follow. The Club Technical Night will be resuming on Wednesday the 18th of January at the NTARC Club Rooms. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net, and all items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, the secretary of NTARC Inc. And news from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, the DATV Experimenters Nights. And we started the program with Rex, VK7MO, and his experiments with Brody, VK3MAP, on 2 metres with auroral propagation. This was prompted by some discussion on the WSJTX lists about what WSJT mode for auroral contacts. Q6515C appears to be the go. Rex showed many decodes, with nothing showing on the waterfall, but many decodes and a huge variation in audio frequency, up to a variation of over 300 hertz. More than half of the transmissions were decoded, demonstrating a significant ability to decode using this WSJT mode. About 60% of the time, it would decode. If you remove the call signs from the DX call box and the my call box, the decodes reduced to about 20%, but even random messages were being decoded. Each station was running 100 watts, and VK3MAP was running two multi-element phased Yagis, and Rex was running one 19-element Yagi. Very interesting results. Thanks, Rex. Justin, VK7TW, then went into his reception of the High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program, or the HARP Chirp radar, that was bouncing a signal off a passing asteroid. HARP is a scientific endeavor aimed at studying the properties and behavior of the ionosphere. HARP put out a call via the ARRL for amateurs to listen on 9.6 MHz linear FM 30 kHz bandwidth for chirp radar towards a passing asteroid. Justin showed what he received in the screen grab and video of the received chirp radar. We then got Richard, VK7ZBX, to talk about the VHF-UHF Field Day contest at the end of January and the Ross Hull contest, which runs throughout January 2023. Justin then showed his 15 to 40 metre magnetic loop. This loop uses LDF-750 as the main loop and LDF-450 for the coupling loop, and the main loop has a vacuum variable capacitor from 5 to 200 picofarads, and everything is soldered, silver soldered together to reduce the resistance of the loop. Justin used VK3 CPU's website to design the loop, and we showed the construction of the loop in pictures. Nano VNA testing confirmed the design specifications across 6.8 to 22.8 MHz, and everything is housed in a 100mm PVC tube to support and provide weatherproofing. Justin is now working on the vacuum capacitor drive mechanism, and he's waiting for a PVC transition from 100 to 50mm to mount on the rotator. We are running throughout the holiday program, and this week we have some specials with a segment on the Sydney Hobart Race radio streaming you heard earlier, and recording according to along with some great stories, and over the years with Tony VK7VKT and Clayton VK7ZCR. We also have an insider's look at e-tags used on the mainland tollways, more on the mag loop, the 160 metre short vertical testing, and much more. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel, and we go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box, USB DTV dongle that can tune and scan 445.5 MHz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's Night Signal, and look out for VK7 OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel 73 from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And training and assessments. Reist's 2023 Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Days have been finalised, and they occur every 2 months, and they are on January the 21st, March the 11th, May the 20th, July the 22nd, September the 16th, and November the 18th. If you're thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, the Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607, or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation license training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist, and also check out the Reist Facebook page events for further details. 73 from Reg, VK7KK, and regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, the Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.640 MHz, commencing at 6 p.m. AEDST. Statewide SSTV net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF RJG from 7.30 p.m. in the north and northwest. VK7RJG on 438.55-7. And in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 -600 kHz. CTCSS tone in the south is 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party following the Sunday broadcast callbacks on 1296.15 FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minutes and southern stations in the even minutes. SATO Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 noon. Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday the 13th of January 2023. The coffee mornings resume at the NTARC clubrooms. NTARC Wednesday the 18th of January 2023. The club technical nights resume at the NTARC clubrooms. And NTARC Wednesday the 11th of January 2023. The test and tech nets resume on for 2023. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. The Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday recommencing at 8 p.m. local, the Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX net on 144.190 MHz upper sideband. Reest Wags, the Wednesday afternoon group meet in the Queen's Domain clubrooms from 12 noon. Reest DATV Experimenters Night from 7:30 p.m. in the clubrooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. And CCARC 28th of January 2023. The SSTV nights from 7:30 p.m. using VK7RMD 2 meter repeater on Mount Duncan on the fourth Monday of the month. And the events of VK 1st to 31st of January 2023 is the Ross Hull Memorial VHF UHF DX Contest Marathon. VK the 14th and 15th of January 2023 from 0100 UTC Saturday to 0059 UTC Sunday, the VHF UHF and above field day. NWTARC, 21st of January 2023, Summer Barbecue Legion Park from noon. VK7, June 2023, the VK7 Amateur Radio Centenary. ALARA, November 2023, the ALARA Meet 2023, Hobart, Tasmania. And a reminder to all those people who are rostered for next week's broadcast. The newsreader, VK7 Tango Whiskey, repeaters Reest NTARC, and in the northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB Channel 15, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews, all one word, at gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7 Whiskey India is now closing but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73, stay safe and welcome to 2023. From Justin, VK7 Tangled Whiskers.